I'm half Scottish. My mother was born and raised in Glasgow, Scotland. Like my mother, people from Scotland take a lot of pride in their motherland. She even insisted that I wore a kilt at my wedding. Don't worry, I didn't. Sometimes she's asked, "You think Scotland's so great? What contributions have Scotland offered to the world? What are they famous for?" The answer, in a word, Dolly. I'm referring to 1996, when scientists in Scotland astonished the world by announcing that they had successfully cloned an adult sheep. Since then, many animals have been cloned. In 1997, in Oregon, scientists cloned a pair of monkeys. In the year 2000, in Virginia, scientists cloned an adult pig. Also in the year 2000, in Japan, scientists cloned a bull from a cloned bull, which was the first reclone in the world. In 2001, in Italy, scientists cloned an endangered wild sheep. And in 2002, in Texas, scientists cloned a cat. But cloning originated in Scotland, or at least that's what the world thinks. Actually, cloning occurred many thousands of years ago. I know this to be true, since everything is found in the Torah. As the Mishnah, Perkei Avot, and Ethics of our Fathers states, "Hafachba, hafachba, dekulaba." Continue to delve into the Torah, for it is all contained in it. But where do we find such a concept in the Torah? The answer, in this week's Parsha. Toward the end of today's reading, we are told of a generation after the flood, the Dor HaFluga, the generation of the dispersion. Vayomru hava nivne lanu ir umigdal, verosho bashamayim, v'nasa lanu shem. Many individuals gathered together with a common goal to build a huge tower to wage war against God. This concept alone is very difficult to grasp. How is it possible a basar v'dam, a man of flesh and blood, could even conceive, can possibly rationalize in their mind that they're able to battle God, a supreme being? Didn't they realize that a little building would be no match against Hashem? The Torah elaborates their plans, and that these plans were short-lived. Hava nerda v'navla sham safasam, ashelo yishmu ish safasre ehu. Hashem interceded by making their language impossible to understand. One could not decipher their friend's words any longer. This caused the people to separate from one another and disperse throughout the face of the earth. The Torah states, however, an unusual detail about this particular generation. Vayhi kol haaretz safa echat udevarim achadim. The whole world was of one language and of common purpose. The people of this generation thought the same, spoke the same, and were engaged in the same activities. They were totally unified. Certainly this generation was wrong. They were wrong in their actions of trying to attack Hashem. But why would God punish them in this very unusual way by confusing their languages? Why would God take away the only redeeming factor from these people, the fact that they were Safa Achat, Devarim Achadim? Wasn't their relationships an unprecedented unification, a noble trait that should only be encouraged and not taken away? I believe the Torah is teaching us a philosophical approach regarding the issue of modern day cloning. The fact that these individuals were of one language and of common purpose was not a virtuous trait. On the contrary, as my Rosh Hashiva, Rabbi Zweig, explains, it goes against the role and purpose of being individuals. Individuals with specific traits and unique characteristics. Hashem created each and every one of us differently so that we may be able to celebrate in our differences. This is why God confused their languages. The Dor HaFlaga, this generation, now had the potential to realize that they're different. They were now able to see their own unique qualities and in turn make the world a more meaningful place. As my mother would often tell me, if everyone was exactly the same, then life would be boring. This could further explain the anger they displayed toward God when no one felt unique or special or different. They became enraged within themselves and in turn toward God. Certainly they knew that a tall edifice could not possibly reach the heavens, but their message was clear. They felt worthless as they spoke and acted all the same. This explains the bizarre behaviors of this generation. Jewish legend tells us that if a man fell down from the tower, no one paid any attention to it. But if a brick fell down and smashed into pieces, they would be so upset that they would burst into tears. Why would they not care if a fellow man died, but care if a simple brick fell to the ground? Because they were so similar that no one's life had any added value. This teaches us that it's our differences, it's what makes us different from the other person, that makes us special and valuable in this world. In a similar vein, we encounter this concept in last week's Parsha, in Parshat Bereishit. After Cain killed his brother, Hevel, Hashem turns to him and says, Vayomer ma asisa, kol deme achicha so'akim elai, min ha'adama. The voice of your brother's blood cries out to me from the ground. Now it's interesting, the word deme really means bloods, lashon rabim, plural. But Cain did not take the life of many, but rather only the life of one. So why does the pasuk tell us, kol deme achicha, the bloods of his brother? Says the Talmud, the Gemara in Sanhedrin states, shekol hama'abed nefesh achat miyisrael, ma'ala alav hakatuv, kil ibed olam malei. V'kol hamikayim nefesh achad miyisrael, ma'ala alav hakatuv, kilu kiyim olam malei. Any person that takes away the life of a single Jew, it's considered ibed olam malei, that you have destroyed an entire world. However, the Gemara also says that if you're able to sustain and keep alive a single Jew, it's as though you're kiyem olam malei, that you've built and sustained an entire world. But why is this the case? It seems to be unfair. Why should we be considered as though we destroyed an entire world if all we did was take away one single life? The answer is because that individual that you killed and their unique contributions can no longer be duplicated. Their potential can no longer be realized. Therefore, the entire world is missing out due to the loss of a single life. And by you taking a person's life, you're showing that you do not value that person's ability to be able to make their own unique contributions to this world. If we were all clones, programmed robots, a single life would be insignificant. It's our differences that enable the potential of the world to be realized. This concept rings true for a synagogue and the community at large as well. Each one of us have the distinct ability to offer our skills and abilities to Shul in a way that can never be duplicated by anyone else. Everyone is important. Everyone can make a unique contribution to the Shul. Let us celebrate our differences. No offense to Dali or my Scottish ancestry, but I'm glad we are different. Otherwise, life would be boring. Good Shabbos.